Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah. Oh, for the Mishnah. So I start talking about the ice. The ice. I'm going to have the Lama Test Malachas here. Okay, what he says. I forgot to bring it up. So the ice cubes in the pitcher. Again, forgive my voice. I'm trying to preserve whatever's left. Hope it comes back soon. So the Lama Test Malachas book has a number of different svaras that you make them. First is Mishta Siva Hachi. Because, you know, you can live with the ice, live without the ice. You know? But that's incorrect from the Shlomo Zalman, as he pointed out at the end of the Shia yesterday. Shlomo Zalman says the svar of Mishta Siva Hachi is only for meaningless things like kismet, who wouldn't apply to vegetables and soup, because they both have intrinsic meaning, like a bibotl. So ice is also meaningful. So that's out. That's out. Number two. He suggests, well, at least if it's water, ice and water is one min. It's true that the little physics, that ice is just frozen water, but I don't believe it. Water is the same thing. They're serving two different functions. One is to drink and one is to cool things off. And number three, I also don't believe. What's number three? He says, it's like the Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamid Tes Amud Beis. Let's look together. Kuf Lamid Tes Amud Beis. Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara says, next to the last line, Rav Papa Shafu Shichra Mimana Lamana. I need tzotzos? Need tzotzos lo chashivi. So what does Rashi say? Last 2.5 lines, need tzotzos. Ketanas ani shofos b'achrona b'toch ha-psolos, etc. Boruhu. Lo chashivi. So what does it mean? The last line. Hilchach eno makbul l'nitzotzos kolkach. Uchshemagia l'nitzotzos. Mashlech heim u'psolton l'chutz. Okay? What does that mean? It means he's pouring off. We only poured off, let's say, the top half, the top 90%. I think it's perfectly clear. The last piece, when it's all mixed in, he leaves it all in the garbage. Here, too, he wants to compare it to the case of the ice cubes. I think it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Simple reason. What about a little physics? Physics, gentlemen. Between ice cubes and sediments. Floats. Exactly. So sediments, when you pour off, they're on the bottom. Ice cubes, when you pour off, they're on top. They're flying right into the spout. I thought that the Lama Test Malachas took three swings. Mishnah Siva Hachi, strike one. Against Shem Shlomo Zalman we saw yesterday. Min Echad wouldn't help for orange juice, only for water. I think it's strike two. It's finals, 0-2. But he finally said, no problem at all, because it's like the Tzotzos, I think that's strike three. So therefore, I'm not so happy with it at Tera. But, don't give up yet. I found a heter at Orchel Shabbos. You have an Orchel Shabbos here? There I found a heter, which is interesting. Oh. Is it a different heter? A fourth heter. And the fourth heter, I think, that will do the trick. Page Kuf Samach Gimel. I'm sorry, I forgot to bring up the Lama Test Malachas. You'll see it. It's page 440, and in the back it's page Shin Mem. Look what he says. Oh. Yeah, here's exactly this case. You have a pitcher, and then there's a little spout to keep the ice cubes in. Big problem. He says it's only usur in a case where the ice cubes are considered ma'urav in the water. But as long as they're big and clearly recognizable, it's not a taruvis. We had spoken about eggs. Sometimes eggs in the water, the cooked eggs, not a taruvus. They're too big to be a taruvus. So only after they start to melt, they're very small, then it's a taruvus. Interestingly, one second, if it is small, he says it depends upon a tea kettle, sif ayin zayin, in a tea kettle. Some say it's a problem. Some say it's not a problem. Now, how could it be mutter? How is it possible? Chazanish. Who has the chazanish that I gave out last time? Anyone have it? I don't know if I have it with me. Okay, let's borrow it. He talks about it, but no one knows what he meant. Unless you guys know what he meant. Let's take a look together. Look together. We'll start with paragraph Min HaOmer on the second column. Ba'ali Tei Shenizhorim Shalolasanin Kola Tei Min HaOlim Because the Mayim HaSmuchim LaHaOlim Chashivim Me'uravim Avla Mayim HaTzofin Al Pnei HaOlim LaChashivim Me'uravim. Right? This tea is on the bottom. Right? The tea leaves are on the bottom. So the top three quarters of the tea, not considered mixed in with the tea leaves. Okay. Ulefizeh im nechru ha'olim besoch ha'mayim ha'idei chatnu ha'chazoka. Someone just shook it, and now the tea leaves are floating all over the place. Ein laris b'shoahi ad shiachzu v'yitzalalu. Maybe it goes to the bottom. That's what I would say for sure. List to the next line. Rabbi, say a prize. Let me figure this out. Miu Evsher. Kevan she'ein kan shimush bekvara mamish. You're not literally using the sieve. Av she'yesh bifnim neged chotma shel kli. Chotma is the nose. What is the nose? It means a spout. Ke'ein reshes la'ake va'olim. It's a net, right? To hold in the leaves. The kovukam yesh lomar lo havi rakidin brera biyad de mutter. No one knows what in heaven's name this line means. Unless someone in this room knows. A prize. What does it mean?
Couldn't you put your hand there and block them with your finger? It'd be really messy.
Well, so you know what I said. If you put your hand there, nothing's going to get through. If you put your fingers like this, it's the same thing. I want that Asa fingers, if you recall.
Maybe he doesn't want Asa fingers.
Huh?
Maybe he thinks that's quite
odd. Maybe. So they quote it, and they say, what does he mean? Look back what we wrote earlier. Okay, let's give him the credit. Look back earlier. It says, look back in footnote, Ayin Tes. With an ayin test, he quotes the Chazon Ish. He writes like this: Rabim niskashu b'dvarim elu. What do you mean? There's a sieve there. What's beyond? Look at what he says. Pshat. He said like this. Maybe it's what you meant. Maybe it's what you said. I'm going to verbatim quote: Olsa nesanenes ein dai boloseis chashivus v'lochol iwi ze shalachatzis. Ela kol tsurasa, he tsuras the tila l'achila. What does that mean? I'll read you again what he said earlier. What is the bear of a kli? Esha kli nosim the maaseo chashivus malacha. What do you need? You're a kli sheregilim the shtamash of his mama lechas abreira. Gives it a chashivus. There's no heter of Derech Achil. He said, so a kli that works for Greira will not be awesome if it doesn't give a toar of a chashivas malach. Maybe that's what Chazash means. I don't know if toar of a chashivas malach means, frankly, although this may tie in, Achilish, I want to tell you in a few minutes. But that's what he said. I'm not sure what he means either. Yes, sir.
Can you monitor the spouse because no one really minds. It's considered clean water from the Yain Tzibu, Mayim Tzibu, where even though there's ice in it, no one really cares about the ice in it. People will even drink the ice with smaller sizes.
That was one of the, that was hetta number one of the Lamatas Malachas. That was his first hetta, Mishnah Sei Bahachi. And I said, it's very nice, but Shlomo Zalman nixed it. That only works to view impurities, kismin, as being bottled to the whole drink, because no one cares about it. Wouldn't work for two different things. Even like you started telling me yesterday about the vegetables and the liquid. You wouldn't say Mishnah Sibachi, because they're two separate things, which has each one has independent chashivas. Okay, think about it, you'll see. Rabosai, we now turn to the Mishnah. And this is related to maybe what he means. I don't know. The Mishnah tells us, Rabosai, on that Kuf Mem and Aleph, Avol Nosan Atocha Kvara, you can put what? These kashini into a kvara. What's a kvara? Some kind of a sieve-like instrument. Says Rashi, very important Rashi. The afal pi de pa'omim shapsolis nofal derech nikveya kvara v'nimsa misbara me'elof. What's the most important word in Rashi? What? Pa'omim. The Ran left it out. Let's turn to the Ran. This is we here before. Let's see it again. The Ran left it out. The Ran can be found over here. Page Kuf Samach Aleph. Havel Nos, or page Nun, whatever, Nun Ches, Nun Zai, I'm doing the old print, I forgot. Okay. Is there enough copies in the Marma Kamas? We're almost finished with Marma Kamas, huh? Someone ready for new Marma Kamas? Who's ready for new ones? Oh, yeah? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, bring that to tomorrow, bring new ones. I don't like to push too hard. Okay, bring that to tomorrow, bring new Marma Kamas. But for those who, for some reason, I got this one. Oh, a few extra copies left still. We'll send them around over here. Nun, this must be Nun Ches, I guess, okay? We'll send my sneezing. So the Ran says, the afal pi shepsolta nofel derech nikvei akvara v'nimsem esbar me'elef. What word did he leave out? Pomin. Look on the bottom. Little yud. What's little yud? Shepomin. Somebody was a wise guy. Put the word pomin in based on Rashi. But the Ran did not have that. That's it. Okay. But conversely, the last Ran on that Mishnah, which also talks about Kvara, what does he say? Shamotz, Vapi Shamotz, Nofel Me'elav, Krabi Shimon, Lomadova Shenem Iskavin Mutter. Rabosai, it's really basically our first entry into Klole Shabbos. Am I correct? We haven't discussed Klole Shabbos at all. Am I right? This whole year? I mentioned it until the Gufa, when? Oh, he mentioned it. I didn't go into that. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. We've only been discussing what we call until now Prote Shabbos. Nothing about Klole Shabbos. Here's our first on today. I have to read a little about Klole Shabbos. A little bit. Truth is, it's a misnomer. Because Rav Hashem Miskavim is not really Klole Shabbos. Rav Hashem Miskavim is Klole Shabbos Darakul. Let's give a little brief overview. If I do an Aveira, when the Torah said, don't do this, can't do it. Not allowed to do it. What if I do action A, which may or may not lead to result B? So if it doesn't lead, fine. What if it does lead? Machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is a Rav Hashem Miskavim. Mutter, not punter. Mutter, you may do action A, which may or may not lead to B. And if it leads to B, you're blameless and guiltless. And the Yudah says no. Dovah Shein in the sky of it is awesome. Also, Kulub means awesome in a Torah, as far as certain things in other non-Shabbos areas. Not a Shabbos in the Machloekis. The Machloekis is found in Hilchos Nazir. If it doesn't comb his hair or not, because it's considered miskavim, not miskavim, they can pull hairs out. Other areas of halacha, where this machlokas, dovah shein miskavim, is deduced, or it's found explicitly in the Gemara itself. Okay? It's a shalat and kolot or a kula. And moreover, it's a machlokas in svara. Nobody quotes a pasuk, a
my knowledge, a davar shechazkat. Rabbi Shimon presumably considered it to be along the line, we'll call it this asek. I'm not doing anything. I'm just monitoring my business, doing A. A may or may not lead to B. So I didn't do it. And the Buddha says, no. You knew it could happen. If you knew it could have happened, you shouldn't have done action A. You knew it could have led to B. And therefore he says, it's awesome, presumably awesome in Atar. Adkan, background. Question, yes?
How is this different than regular Sabek Doraisa?
Very good question. I love the question. So if Yehuda would say it's no different, this is Sega the Rice of the Chumrah. See here too, Sega the Rice of the Chumrah. Of course, if you're right, it could emerge, that Yehuda might agree that Dovah Shed of Iskam is put by the Rabbanans. Because Sega the Rabbanan of the Kula. Maybe he does, we'll have to see. But very good. Remember, I'm Shimon. Why did Shimon say Sega the Rice of the Chumrah? What's the answer, Bosa? What's the answer? Why isn't it something?
Because
I'm all Sega the Rice are past tense, past and present tense. When I'm doing it, it was already an earlier subject, a present subject, because I should stay away. Here, it's a yet to be determined subject. I'm doing A, may or may not lead to B, would be Sega the Rice. Better than Sega the Rice. I'm doing A, I don't want B to ensue. It may happen. Can I do anything wrong? Sounds like a misasa. Now we come to the next major problem over here, which we'll see if we look in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see in a minute. Let's see the Gemara. We're learning with Sefer Shabbos. After all, I want to get into the Klolei Shabbos only ain b'klal b'mashav b'prat. To the pratim, we'll get to the Klolei. So let's take for example, we're going to have Kuf Gimel. Just for an example. I know that's there, not the only place. Amen. Says the Gemara, halfway on the page. Vabayi v'rova d'amr tavayu mol Rabbi Shimon v'psikresha v'lo yomus. Shimon agrees that it is prohibited. Okay. What do you mean psikresh? What does psikresh of Leomus mean? Well, maybe Rashi talks about it back enough I and hey. That's the first place where it's found. I and hey and Aleph. Is there a Rashi there? No, I don't see Rashi anywhere. Okay, there must be Rashi somewhere about it, but you know what it means. Maybe it's Likutei Rashi in the back. Whatever it means, let me take the case as follows. I want a chicken's head so my kid can play with it. Kill a chicken, no, me kill a chicken. I love Rachma Vel Kol Maisav. I don't want to kill any chickens. I love chickens, but my kidney's a plaything. But you understand very well, they cut off the chicken's head, the chicken will die. So you're not going to say there's an Eino Miskaven on the death of the chicken. Because he knows full well the chicken is going to die. That's called psikration. So Abai Rabbi said that Rabbi Shimon is Moder, that psikration of Lamas that you'd be presumably Chayef. Not just Osir, but Chayef. That's the Pashup Shah. So now, with this background, let us turn our attention to our Sugya. Back to the Mishnah, on that Kuf Mem. Rashi put in the word Pa'amim. Why did he put Pa'amim in there? Otherwise it's going to be a what? Segregation. But the Ran does not Pa'amim, and he still talks about Enim Eskavim. What's going on? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, please, together. Open up, please. Shin Yutes Sif Ches. You may notice this discrepancy between Rashi and the Ram. Okay. Avol nosen b'kvara afal pishen nofel apsoles derech nikvei akvara. This you may do. Bir alocha, Kainu Lashon Aran. We read about for Lashon Rashi Bazeh Afal Pi Dilif Amim Nofel Umasher the Sviole Dilavachi. Not that it's just sometimes. Also Mishum Davi Psik Reisha. Here's our first encounter with Psik Reisha in print. Since Rashi would argue with the Ran is matter in all conditions, and Rashi would say, no, only Pa'amim. Okay. Of course, the problem is, this is an issue which can be raised against the Ran. Ran calls it a Dovah Shenem Eskavim. Without the Pa'amim, isn't it going to be a Psik Reisha? So if we have a high tech in order, I want to show a Shvista Shabbos. I'm not sure are we able to do that. Let's see if it's, we have new with now. What do we call Hebrew books? Hebrew books, Rabbi Isai. Hebrew books. We still don't have Otzer HaChochma. No one can get it for me. Like that's the missing link. We have Bar Ilan, we have Hebrew books, but Otzer HaChochma has books which are copyrighted and which are not, Bar Ilanized yet. So,
which
I like the Shvisa Shabbos. I'm looking for Klole Dove Shene Miskave in Sifkot and Beis. That's at the very beginning of the Sefer. I don't know how to find it for you on your computer. What is the old one? On the board now is
it's the old one.
Right. So you're able to.
This is open.
Oh, it's not open yet. Okay. When it opens, you'll let me know. He asks this question, what's going on? How can the pasuk be mutter? And he gives a teretz and the nishmas other. I would tell him to go there, but this will cover both. He quotes the nishmas other basically verbatim. I have it downstairs, it's a legitimate quote. But it's not understandable, and he shlugs it up from the Farish Gemara. But I don't want to leave the nishmas other high and dry. He's too great a man, too great a man. Nishmas other says, a zog, which we don't really, if I would say they throw him out of the Beis Medrash. Correct. The zog would be thrown out. He says, it's not a malefus machshavas. A malefus machshavas is a Shabbos cloud. Again, Dovah Shenem Miskavim, Psik Reisha, doesn't do a Shabbos. They apply it to the Malat Torah. Of course, Shabbos is part of Malat Torah. And that's Shabbos the Gedidin. But Lefes Machshavos, as we know, is opposed by what? Not by Shabbos, it's opposed. Where are those two words found in the Chumash?
In the script in the Bible, building this.
Mishkan, right? Since we know that the Torah juxtaposes Shabbos with the Mishkan, Parshas Vayakel, so the Chazal derive that what you may not do on Shabbos is the Malacha. Satzka Malacha means Malachas Machshavos. By the Mishkan. So it's not a Malachas Machshavos. There's no Chiyuv on Shabbos. But what are the parameters of that? Malachas Machshavos. What do we know that's derived from this overarching principle of Malachas? Who knows? Raise your hand. What might be derived from Malachas Machshavos potentially? Anybody? Klolei Shabbos. Come on, guys. Klolei. Anybody know anything? Yeah.
Kalachayad.
The truth that's around Malach Machshev is that Malach Malach with forethought, with propriety, how you doing Kalach Hayah in the back of your head? They didn't do that way in the Mikdash. It is forward, not backwards. One, it's still you're right. Good. Two, anybody? One. Age of the Lugu is a tremendous dispute to be shown. Is that part of Malach Machshevus, or is it an independent category? Not completely clear. Who's right? Good, yeah?
Building,
as opposed to what? Stira. So what do we really want to say? Mekalkel is potter. Yes, based on Malachas Machshavos. That seems to be quite clear. Seems to be quite the Rosh Hagigah. That's somewhere we have Klachayad, we have Mekalkel, and maybe Yetzir Legufa. Maybe. Based on that cloud of Malachas Machshavos. So that does, it's a very important cloud. What else?
I just want to point out that Malachas Machshavos is not only the Chumrah, it's not only the Kula, it's the Chumrah. Right? Certain times Malachas become defined because of Malachas Machshavos.
Are you quoting more in Baba Kama, Baba Basra?
also the Ron here in Shabbos by Kosei, by Mount Kofos.
Very good. Last year, know about this. That it could make it worse, correct? But that's a rarity. Usually it's worth, usually it's another direction. Usually. Good, so we have three. Stop here. Cool, ahead. We have three cases, maybe others as well. But the Nishmas Adam, out of nowhere, with no basis, that I know about, who says this? It's not considered a halacha. Because all you did, what is this kvar anyway? You wanted to transport your tarshinim from here to there. You picked it up, moved it from here to there. Alright, so some stuff is falling out. That's not what you're trying to do. So therefore, it's not about that as much as. Is that rule true? Whenever I'm doing something and I'm not trying something else, we just label it as a non-malef, it's machshevus. Is that, that would be a chiddush nifla. The parameters of which would be difficult to assess. How far do you go with that klal? Non-malef, it's machshevus. You have to be a little bit careful, no? How far do you go with that? How far should we go? Well, that's not what I really want to do. Non-malef, it's machshevus. What if I don't know, I don't want to give too many examples right now, but I will give you two more as we go. Yes?
What's the difference between this and secret shidduchim code?
Well, yeah, tzaddikim here with no more than I was willing to talk about today. But since they trap me, I have to respond. It took on a secret ratio, gentlemen. The secret ratio to nikolay, and the secret ratio to low nikolay. Let's just review what these things mean. Secret ratio to nikolay is the secret ratio which you want. You want the result. Segregation to lo nichole means you don't want the result. Of course, almost all poskim, lo nichole and lo ichbasle are identical. Lo nichole means you don't want it, doctors don't want it, literally you don't care about it. There are some with distinguishment, but the poshim for that is, these two really are identical. You with me? So, what's the din of segregation of the lo nichole? As a matter of fact, if you look at that Tosis and Akuf Gimel, since he brings it up, we'll just touch on it briefly. Rav also look at the Tosis Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Just a brief reference to it. Pirish Baruch. Tosis, the big Tosis Kuf Gimel. Very, very important Tosis. Pirish Baruch. To be psik reishon kolo nichalei. Gon de ka'ovid ba'ara de chavre. That's the case of the Gemara is giving over there. That he's doing work in his friend's field. Uchagon biacher she'eino ohavo. If your friend is if your neighbor is your best friend, then it's nichole. Yeah, your neighbor, you know. What did Robert Frost once say? Good fence is great. Good neighbors is your neighbor. He's a good neighbor because you're not so friendly with him. Good neighbor. But you don't care what his field looks like. You know, he couldn't if it feels. Maybe deep down, you'd be miscavered with clone chaver. If that field not look so good, so your field look better. Deep down, you know, even not that he's thinking about it. He's the Erev Rosh Hashanah. But maybe, you know, you're in your lawn, you know, when the next guy's lawn looks ugly, maybe it just gives you a little bit of a rise, you know. By relativity, my lawn looks better. I don't want to say Khalil about a yid. But, you know, maybe. So he doesn't care how his friend's field looks. Fine. He says it's mutter, so says the Yoruch. Tosis rejects it. Tosis says it's wrong. Tosis says, they ain't on near it, Tosis says, but that 10 lines down. He says it's wrong. Brings a bunch of riots. What's the command? Zvachim of all places. Take a look down. Halfway down tells us. Zvachim Tzadi Aleph. Ha-misnadev yayin mevio mezalfal gabi yorishin. Vachim mechabe. Mazir Reb Shimon. Tova shenim eskavein. Mutter. No, what's the psikresha? Says no. Married lo havi psikresha. Shem mezalfal betipos dakos. You pour in very little, small little drops. It won't necessarily extinguish the fire. You pour it on the limbs, as case. But you see from the Gemara, Klar,
that Dover She'elim Miskaven has nothing to do with Shabbos. This is Lo Sichpe, nothing to do with Shabbos. Okay. One more Gemara about Sukkah Lamed Gimel. Let's say you cannot remove berries from a hadas to make a kosher. And Rabbi Shimon says, it's okay. I'm a taken mona. He took the berries to eat. Davashenim eskaven. I psik reisha. Answer the Gemara. The isle al shana achriti. What does that mean? He has 50 adasim in his drawer. Kosher ones. And it's one puzzle of one. By pulling off a berry, he made it kosher. Big deal. I have 50 kosher ones already. What do you see? Who's right? Who's right? No? Or his opponents. What do you see from this proof? Guys, he took berries off a hadas, made it from pasul into kosher. The Gemara says it's mutter because he has 50 others in his drawer. So what do you say? It's okay. Secretion nichle is mutter. Before she Gemara like the Aruch. Hey, bothering Tosis. Mashma kapira sha Aruch. Dich she'eno nene. Mutter, afa gav the havi psikresha. What's Tosfos answer? Yeshlomah, that's three lines. The also tikkun muot kimo miut anovim lo osir elemed rabbonon lo gazru chachamim kisheino nen. Rabbosai, psikresha lo nichale, says Tosfos, is mutter by the Rabbonimus. You saw it. This is Abavadia's number one klal. Numero uno. This is his number one klal. All of his talk of the chaps. He tries mightily to get into this category of segregation, lo nitha by the Rabbonimus, and then it's yalla, that we can go with. All based on this tosis. So it's based on this tosis. Oh, you have it?
I think
this is it, isn't it? Right. Very good. We'll get to it in a minute. So far, answering a question. So, this is what Tosha says. What Tosha says, how's it again? Sikreshla Nichle is Asur. Gets the Yorub, they don't like the Yorub. By the Rabbanan, it's good. Everyone knows why that's so. You know what? The time remains today, I'll tell you about it. So, I want to first cover this stuff. Ain't the call of match of the prop. It's first of the prontip, and then if you have time, we'll get the call. Okay? I'm not avoiding it. I just want to get this local stuff first. Okay? This is very important background. I'm not saying it's time to answer it, because it's going to be all relevant. Not that I wouldn't answer you, but I haven't thought it's going to be relevant to today's shiur. Not too soon, you answer the question. Okay. Now, if you can find me in who has the plain print, Shvisa Shabbos. It's called Klolei Dovesh and Meskavin of Segregation. It's quite a way in. Oh. It would be called keep going all the way after all this. After having keep going. I wish I would know what page. Keep going. More, further. Keep going. Yeah, you're right here. On the right page. Not Aleph, but Beis. It's the next page. Be the next page. Yeah. Keep going. Next page. Here we go. Stop. Okay. All right. We'll just go up a little bit, just for a second, a little bit. Vav. Mutter lito machal lebehema. My fingers still work. Okay. Bekvara velite and etocha evus afalpi shamot snofel derech nikve akvara kevin shein miskav on the kach. Base. One of those poles. Kosev azadish masada. The aim the hakras have a psikresha. Zeina. The Davka b'makom she'osim melacha kegon mashke mayim lizroim. What does that mean? I'm irrigating a field. To who also am melacha? I'll give an example. I'm washing the tilas yadayim. Very common case, right? You go into the country, you wash the yadayim on Shabbos, it's outdoors, and as a result, you pour the water, what happens? The grass grows. So I'm doing an action, which leads to the grass growing. It's not my intention. That's us. Ma'ashen kein hocha, she'ein merakeid klal, Ela shenotel b'kvara, for lachain, av shenofel derech nikvei akvara, ein lachsh. The meleches machsheves osra Torah, yisem b'vakamad av chavav ad kan l'sham. Did I give it over well?
Four?
I think so. He didn't do anything. Now, if I could answer, I think it's a little bit of an answer. What it means is as follows. If I'm pouring water, true, I'm pouring water in order to wash, because Hashem said to wash Tilas Yadayim, so I'm pouring water to have to take a deep breath. But you can't deny that a significant act happened. What's that? Water was poured on grass. That's an act of significance. Contrast this with, I'll call it, transporting. When I'm transporting the legumes. I'm transporting the legumes from place to place. That's sort of an innocuous act. Nothing has no meaning. That's not as significant as pouring water over grass. You know, I'm only doing it for halachic purposes because I'm washing for grass. Hope you understand the distinction. One is an act of significance, mutter, rust, or whatever you want to call it, but it's a real, did he hit something? I'm schlepping something from here to there, I'm not really doing much. It's a nuance, but be patient. We're going to schlug him up to the before we shugabah. It's our achim, if he's in. Like the perk, the gemar, Shabbat, kuf, my malaf, he's going to put it up. I'm an alaf. Ki nochis lemayo nami kodoki kocho dal amus parentheses es hamayim v'nimtza v'taltel v'karmelis. It was like this in Kufa Malaf. The person goes into the water on Shabbos. Make sure there's no water on your shoulders when you get out. Because if there is, it doesn't drip off right away. The water is on your shoulders. You're going to walk dal amus. You can't, you should have a rabbit. Frank the Gemara, if I can't walk out of the water on my back, how do I walk into the water in the first place? When I walk in, what's happening? I'm pushing the water through my body, coco, and the water's going to move. You go into a lake, you take a step, and everything's moving. So I'm pushing the water, dalet amos, with my body, coco. Says Shrisa Shabbos. Valo ein osa shum dover. Rakhole kedak. I'm just walking in the water. Umalechas machshemas asra Torah. Ulhachal if you dibre akadishmas adam. Shavir in the chathil imitam zeh. Therefore he slugs him up. Rabbi Adam, Nishmas Adam, you're wrong. Because even if you want to say whatever story you want to say, it's against the Gemara Mufreshes Kufamal. Checkmate. Finish. Lose what's shot. Well, as we say in America, put up or shut up. I mean, if you want to say his shot's no good, we'll be put up, we're going to give him a better shot. I have a better shot. Okay, Niriatam, the Mutta, Lito, Machel, the Behemoth, the Kvora, the Me'akar, the Ein Misrak, Eid Kulo, Acha Tishora, Tvu, and the Kio. You're not going to get rid of him. I'm schlepping the thing from here to there. Every single part of the junk is going to fall out. No way. Al kain eina melacha shechayav and aleha kamim hoya merakeh biyadayim not a daraisa kmo shetu bishalmi hayoshev etzal akri ubiru kol hayom potter. Take out rocks and rocks and rocks and leave some rocks behind, your potter is not daraisa. came the notel the kvara the lo minkar hamalacha the lo minkar hamalacha not so noticeable ein bazeh iser afilu lechatchila. Finished. Maybe a fluke will happen. Hey, lo Hashem in the palm of Yisraka derech mitilos ashat yishar nekiya. It's not by a fluke. All the junk will fall out. No. Zek for ain't a psikresha. Rabbi Dov Hashem in Eskavein. Kein yirli nochon bezis Hashem yizborach. Period. V'chein mashem v'divri ha-gordon Rabbi Kivega. The din zed in the sinas machal the kvara. Totally bedin. There's no just blanket p'tur of Melechas Machshavos. Now, I understand what the Shvi'is and Sheshavos are saying, but there's only one problem. The problem is, but something is being removed. And as we read from the Aruch HaShulchan, G'dolah Mekilim, the Aruch HaShulchan said, you take away half the psalas, it's certainly also with the Rabbanon. And the Eglei Tal suggests we don't be part of this Yerushalayim. Alright, this might be the rice, but so is the Rabbanon. So who cares? Who cares that it's not a Daraisa? We pass in La Lokal HaMaisa, Rabbanon said this carefully. Sif, Reisha, by the Rabbanon, Aros. Not Pasha, by the way. Not Pasha. It's very possible that he's assuming in his kolam that psikreisha by the Rabbanon is mut. If you don't believe me, open the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's not for today's shir, but it's relevant. We'll see. Open the Shin Yud Dalet. Shin Yud Dalet for a minute. Just very briefly. By the way, our shir assistant wants to buy Shmira Shabbos in bulk for those who want to order, because a lot of guys don't have it. We saw yesterday, so please we'll make an order and we can get it in. So you pass by the sheet maybe later or tomorrow. We can email him or whatever things that however guys communicate. Text him. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Shin Yud Dalet in Sif Aleph. It's about putting a knife in a barrel to make a hole. It's metake mana. It says v'mhoya sakin tokua. This is page kufchav line 2. Le'er of Shabbos b'chavis mutar lotzio lachniso shereinu miskaven lahosif. Sure, you can take a knife in the barrel. You can take it out, put it back, no problem. Says the Mishnah Brura Yud Aleph, even though it's a Psik Resha, Afilu Hachi, where the small Yud Aleph is, Afilu Hachi Kema the Iker Isuro Hurak with the Rabbanon Svile the Shari. Kevin Shane Miskaivon is there. How do you like that? The Mechaba Paskins, Psikresha by the Rabbonin is Mutter. 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 That's Ramah. Lachlokolov. Ramah says, skipping four lines, Psikresha Osir Af Bemilsa the Rabbonin. Machlokas Maran Bet Yosef. And the Ramah, even Rabbi Vadi does not pass like Maran, I don't think, over here. I think he requires psikreshet lo nichle by the Rabbonis, if I'm not mistaken. This could be nichle over here. It's not even by nichle. He doesn't always follow Maran. There's certain rules, there's ins and outs. Always, almost always, but not quite always. Look at the kolam, it's a little complicated. Anyway, Rabosa. So one could say pshat in the Shvi'is of Shabbos. What did he say? The reason is mutter. Why? Look, it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore Now minkar, there's no iser. What do you mean no minkar? It's too many iser. So I guess he means it's an ein miskaven and a psik resha and it's the rabbanon. But the big question will be: is he mean even if it's nichale, or if it's lo nichale? If we can accept it, that's be lo nichale. But if it's nichale, we don't accept Tosfos the bechavas shita that psik resha is mutter by all the rabbanons. It's still not completely clear. Maybe he means you have to spell it out. Fine. So maybe we'll come back to the explanation of why it is later today. But I'm first here to answer the Nishmas Adam. Rabbi said, the Nishmas Adam is against a Gemara of Mefureshes. Kuf Mem Aleph Amara. Who wants to venture with Terence? He's not a small rabbi. This is the Chai Adam. This is the Gadol Hador. This is the Bechut of the Vilna Gaon. This is some, you know. Until the Mishnah Berurah is written, it was the same rabbi in London. It was sort of displaced by the Mishnah Berurah. There wasn't people on Chayyim anymore. The one else is, I think so. It was a mean book. There's shul called Chayyim Shul. They used to learn Chayyim on a regular basis. It was a great, real gadol. We need to get to them before Shigamara. Before Shigamara, if I can't. Who was the Pshat?
Where is
the Pshat? It's in Klole Dova Sheda Meskav and Apsik Resha. It's called Sivkot and Beis. In this beautiful edition, it's page Kav Zayin. And the old edition, I'm not sure what page it's on, we just saw it on top. They had page numbers. Those at the top, they had page numbers on. Here it is. Look at the next page. Next page is page Yud Ches. So it's page Yud Zayin. Okay? I guess depends. In this one, it's page Chav Zayin. I guess depends on which edition you have. There's a third edition. Where's that? That's there's another edition of the Shvisa Shabbos. It's probably a different page. Whatever it is, the boy say, who wants to defend Morenu HaChayon? Give it. Think of something. Nobody? I'll give you my suggestion. I have a suggestion. Thought about it. You're even hanging. This is what I came up with. Take it or leave it. Rabbi Isai. Shabbos, the Beis Amar Aleph. Please turn. The Beis Amar Aleph. Beis Amar Aleph, Tosfos, the sixth wide line. This is Tosfos, sixth wide line. V'hainu mishum, the melacha geruahi. Hotzah is a malacha gerua. A malacha gerua. What does it mean, a malacha gerua? Who wants to, based on svara, tell me why hotzah is different than all the other 38 malachas? Yes?
It's not a malacha, it's not
a shiva. Wow, that's a very broad statement. I wouldn't say that, yes?
So change being done to the object?
Oh, there's no change being done to the object. You know, the Balei Hashkafa explained that Shabbos is a day of rest, and Hashem created the world in 6 days. And creation is transformation and change, so we shouldn't make any changes. Hotzah? It really is different than all the others. It really is different because you haven't changed anything. It's the same object; it's in a different place. What I want to say. Again, I'm putting these words into Chayav's mouth. He didn't say much.
or defend him against the kasha of the Shvisa Shabbos. Listen carefully. I said earlier, if I'm pouring water because I want to make a bracha on the Tefillas Yadayim, so I did something. It's an action of substance. All right. My intention was not to have grass grow. My intention was to make a bracha and to eat bread. But I did something. What's doing nothing? I'm moving something. I move karshinin from here to there. I didn't mean to do anything. It's not called the Vladis Machems. This is my presence, though. It's not called the Malachas Hashemis, because we're not going to label it as a tikkun, as a change that you have wrought with respect to a particular object. Because you're not doing anything. You're just carrying it from here to there. You're not doing anything. There's no consequence. It's a bigger heter than segregation. You're just not doing anything. But I want to suggest that's only true when measured against the standard of the other 38 malachas, whose definition fundamentally is a tikkun and a chesed. So since you're not doing anything, you're just carrying something, it's a p'tur of a lack of malachas machshavah. You didn't do anything. But the exception is otzah. I'm sorry to say that in otzah, you also didn't do anything. Even real otzah, you didn't do much. The malacha grew up. All right. Yes, it's a chayot. The Gemara in Kufa Mal is equating, how should I say it, two garnishes. What's one garnish? One garnish is I'm walking in the water, not trying to do anything. But what are you doing with that garnish? You're moving the water for Amis. So it should be the problem of Kochosh of the Kamas, maybe the problem of being us. Is that against the Shmasada? No! Because Hotzah being a Malacha Geruah, not that someone suggested there's no true of that for Hotzah, that's not true. Malachi, I would partner you, and these things would partner you. But this particular instance is Chiddush Nifla of the Chayada, where he said, and so if I'm just sort of minding my business, that's not considered to be a Malach Tzmach Shemes at all, no forethought, I'm just carrying things, it's a brand new super p'tur, not a p'tur, it's a heter. That's the difference. Here's the difference. All other cases of Malach Tzmach Shemes are p'turim, not heterim. Kalachayad, potter avalosa. Mekalgel, potter avalosa. Ancient legume, if it's included, potter avalosa. Here he's saying it's mutter. I have another kasha against the chayotim. Why is it mutter? The left is not showing as such, it's only a poter. So here it means that because of the svara, the left is not shevis, it doesn't even rise to be called a malach at all. Because I'm just minding my business. My act lacks the requisite significance to put in the ballpark to make it awesome. Not like pouring water over grass for the tilas to die. So carrots, that was an insignificant thing. You can't label it as the tikkun of borer. Yes, but you can label it as otzah. Otzah is also nothing. It's a malach grua. Kuf mem alaf mem alaf, where it said, I walk into the water. And as a result, I move the water for or something like that. But this is nothing, and this is nothing. So the mela, it's a problem to be worried about. But with respect to the other 38 malachas, and sort of mind my business, it's not a problem. I mean, kind of contemporary. A major halachic issue is exists today. On both sides, it's going to sound radical to you. I want to make an argument. It's prohibited for any member of a Bar Yisrael to leave his house on Shabbos. Came across the street. You're a karoy. I read that the new Supreme Court judge who learned by the Rav in Israel, told him, Hendel or something, I forgot his name, he wrote a thing about karoy. So you about karoy? Those alloy atheists from Koma Yavashvi. What do I mean? Who knows what I mean?
Security cameras and sensors?
Given, carry to its extreme. That's a probe job. You can't breathe. This is for real. And I have GPS here. What's it based on? I don't know. They told me. I'm not the techie. But they told me that they're recalculating because they know exactly where you are. Right? They tell you where to go. I don't know where you are. The terrace is, the whole world is wired for satellites. Your car goes here. They know where your car went.
That's only because of the GPS device.
Right. Because otherwise it wouldn't know because of the device. But from what I was told, maybe I'm making a mistake over here. If I am, then I stand corrected on this crap. What? They told me that there's something going up there in the satellites, which I don't know what the satellites mean, that they told me the following comments, which maybe it's wrong, that they are repositories of information of people that are going into your house, not going into your house. That, in other words, I'm wrong.
Okay,
I hope I'm wrong. Okay.
So you might be referring to, there are satellite cameras that
right.
You get a meeting resolution using Google Maps. But if you go out of your house, you zoom in on your overhead window to see you. I mean, I don't think they have high enough resolution this year to see individual people. Not
traditional, but...
I hope you're right, but I'm not
so.
Sure.
So I have a Google Maps, SVView, not SVView. Tell you in New York.
Whatever it may be. I'm told, but I may have been misinformed. Up there they have a camera focusing everywhere in the whole world, at least in the inhabited parts of the world, at all times.
Not all at the same time.
Not be all at the same time. But maybe. Google Maps. Okay. Let's assume I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Fine, I'm wrong. But there's certainly many places in New York City where there are maps I was told that on top of Belfer Hall, they have a camera which is focused on Amsterdam Avenue. So I'm right anyway. You can't cross the street.
Rafael
Joshua,
I think.
Joshua, acid? Someone told me very recently he acid.
Yeah.
Someone told me recently acid.
Yeah.
Where did you see this? John Lyon to me?
Yeah.
Was it Yeshiva World?
Yeah.
You please put Yeshiva World after you finish Google Maps.
There's a whole secret shining.
Well, you can't see me. Whoa,
wait, this is Matt. You need Earth.
This isn't mine.
No,
it's not.
It doesn't matter.
It's the same as the
other one. When they took, they could have taken that shot.
It's going to be a long time.
We're in the Bronx, my friend.
Put on a zip belt. You have to cross the river.
1033.
The other side of the major digger.
There you go.
Yeah,
there we are. Yeshiva University. Yes. Zoom here.
You can just drag
this
it.
This isn't live.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe information is wrong, but here I was told on top of Belfer there's a camera which is going all the time, and at one point they said there was a chef, the one said you can't walk into the Beis Medrash. Maybe the first week, I don't know. That's what I was told. A tumult. The Rabbi Yashiv, what's it called? Yeshiva News?
Yeshiva World News.
You get Yeshiva World News? That's good.
Yeshiva World News.
Who has Yeshiva World News on this? Hold it out. Do you want to put it on the board? Yeshiva World News. Okay.
I searched specifically for this story.
I'm interested in Netanyahu.
Yes,
right.
Go back and
search
that story.
How are you finding
El Yashin? Go back to Google and search that story.
It could have been from 2 weeks ago.
Go back to Google
and
search that.
Here it is. Hagar has stated that a serious abnormality in general is caused by the severity of the grandparents in the area. Frame from the coastal? Holy mackerel.
I know there's a live cam.
Of course, the camera.
No, you can even see it. You're about to look at it.
Yeah, right now.
You can
Atan, thank you. Enough said. I read it. Keep it on. The guy's going to be while I keep talking. I was told years ago that Rabbi Yossi was matter. Now, it could be a change of mind, or could be that the report was false. But it can't be. It may have been written up somewhere, so I don't know how to find these things in the recent rabbinic literature. But it was told to me, I had a whole cheshbon, why it's mutter. A complicated cheshbon based on a Rashba. I'll show it to you once we're already talking a little bit. Klolin is a Rashba. Please turn to the Rashba if you don't mind. The Ran quotes it. The Ran is at the end of which parak? Oh my goodness. Try the 14th. I was not expecting to talk about any of this today. The Indian, you know, we're going on a joyride. No, it's not here. This is, end of the 14th is about Shikresh Lonifala. This is not it. Oh, this is the end of a perek, but I'm blanking out as to which perek it is. Maybe the maybe the 12th, or maybe the 13th. 13th pair. Maybe that's where it is. I found it. 13th pair. Page Kuf Zayin in my edition, and Lamed Ches in the old edition. Let's read a Rashba together. Okay, Rabosai. Varashba Zal. Let's see it. In my edition, Kuf Zayin, column 1 towards the bottom, there's a little subparagraph of Rashba. See it? Old edition, it's Nun, it's Lamed Ches, halfway between Masnissen and Gemara. The Rashba Chatzal Lashon Darayish Uvi Shalmi Nira Sheitiru Lino Betchila Beso Velishmor Beso Utsvisha Betocho. You can close your door to your house, even though a deer is trapped inside. The cave and Shutzarach Lishmor Beso Ava Bishay Dekach. Your intention. Your intention is to, of course, is to close the door to protect your belongings. Oh no, take that back. Uvilvad, so you scaven lishmas atzvi bilvad. Whoa, it's not your sole intention. End quote. Top of the second column. Udvarav tmuim b'yenei harbe. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Egle Tal, which I don't have with me today. Yes, I wasn't expecting to talk about any of this. Egle Tal, it's really from the Avnei Ezer, I think on Tzedah. Yes, the kasha is against the Mefurash Gemara, this Rashba. What's the Gemara? Where's the Gemara? It's a Gemara, which is the Masechta Beitza, but it's also, I believe, in the third paragraph of Masechta Shabbos. Let's see how fast I can find things when I'm not expecting to talk about it. Right over here, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Some things I still have. Still remember some things, Rav Elsa. I haven't forgotten everything. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the last three lines. Horson Machzeles Al Gabe Kaveres Dvorah B'Shabbos. You can put a towel or something or other, a mat, on a beehive on Shabbos to protect it from the sun or protect it from the rain. Uvilvad shelo yiskavein lotzut. Should have kavana to trap the bees. So more wants to know, how can that possibly be? How is it possible? How can I do that? So the Gemara says, on Amud Beis, well, you have to leave an opening on the side. Something along those lines. I'm not going into all the details over here. That's the Gemara on Beitza, a little bit different than the Gemara on Shabbos. What do you see from here? That say there's no exception to the rule? You might have said, say there's an exception. You're not intending to trap. Wrong. Here, even though you're not intending to trap, it's still prohibited. This is the cash. So I believe Harav Shech, the Shlita, said he is sold at Pshat in the Rashba, that the reason why the Rashba is more makel when it comes to the closing the door of the house which traps the deer is because it's sort of remote. I'm closing the door over here and the deer gets trapped over there. So you need a greater level of kavana to link my closing the door here to the deer that's over there. And if not, I think he phrased it with a lack of melechus machshavos. The Gemara Mem Gimel, no. I'm adding to what he said. Then, it's different. Why is it different over here? Here I'm placing the mat directly on the beehive. It's not remote. It's hands-on. So therefore, that svara would not apply. So I once printed somewhere in a mimer that according to this svara, perhaps we could permit walking in the streets when there are cameras and lights and all kinds of other things which are, you know, who knows what's going on. And the reason being, what I thought was this svara, that I have no shaychus to what's going on over there, ultimately to lack of lechus machshavos. And I was, how should I say it, happy when they told me, again some years back, contrary to whatever you want to call the Jewish news, or the yeshiva news, that Rav Yashiv was matir to go to the Kotel on Shabbos. Why? With this svar, they told me two words. Not a melech, it's machshavos. I didn't know what in the world he was talking about. Rav Yashiv, go to Ladorah. What is he talking about? So when I saw the Nishmas Adam today, I said, this is what he meant. I'm doing something innocuous. I'm just walking. There are a number of things that are innocuous. Walking is innocuous. Maybe even moving things is innocuous. It's an innocuous act. Not a melech, it's het the gomer. Not a melech, it's machshavos. That's what he means by the kvara, the shmasadam. That's what Rabbi Yashiv means by walking in the streets. It's against the mefurish of Akufa Malach. No! Hotzah is an exception. The Hotzah itself is pretty innocuous. So the two are equated. That's my new theory she developed, Rabosai, just now. That's a new theory of mine, to put all these things together. Against yeshiva news. Yes, I'm sorry.
Are you going to move the sign to the door?
No, they will not. No, they will not. Yeah.
Sensors are therefore okay if we don't need the light, right? If a sensor will automatically turn on, but we don't want that light.
Oh. So here's the problem. So many times you walk on Shabbos and you either hear click, 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 or you'll see little lights flashing. So I believe that although ideally we should try to avoid that, it can be make on the following grounds. It's a psik resha, the lo nichale, by the rabbanim. I don't want that to go on. To catch a crook, I'm not a crook. If I am a crook, I still don't want to catch it. The crook is lo nichale. If I'm not, it's lo nichwesle. If I'm the crook, it's for sure lo nichale. I hope no one here is going to be a crook. So I don't want it. And isn't there rabbanim? Why is there rabbanim? LED light. Cold light. Am I correct? They don't have any hot lights for these things. The problem is, some of the lights that go on when you walk in front of your neighbor's house on Shabbos could even be incandescent lights, which are derisis. We assume incandescent is derisis. Some of the really new ones are sulfur lights.
Fluorescent.
Another word they use now. Sodium light, is that the right word? Sodium lights? There's some kind of light. They told me it's only like a gas. It's no fire. It would be the rabbanon as well. But those who are using incandescent. Yes, sir.
All this is assuming the Ron's interpretation of the Gemara.
Which one?
The Ron that even though you put in the Gemara, it falls out.
Even if it's for sure, right.
I mean, first of all, the Haggah, at least that I have on the Ron, changes it to Amr.
I have it too, but who said it's telling the truth?
Well, but also, if you're going to say that, then also you have problems with Rashi, because
Rashi's against. Rashi.
Three Rashis later, he says, Achapisha Motz Nofel, which is a different Rashi. And then he says, it's the four Rashi's later. The same of the Kol Ha'av was Achol Kishon Moks Nofel.
Right. Right.
And now he doesn't say Pavel.
He said it once. Otoki Ruchla. He said it once. He said it every single time.
And also, Ron's copying word for word from Rashi.
But he left out the word Pavim.
It sounds like it's either a
toast or a party pooper. Spoil sport. Kill joy.
That's the most positive explanation.
All right. If you're right, then right. Get me an old magnitude of the rod and let me know. Yes, sir.
What would be the issue just with this satellite? Like if you walked in the street.
Oh, good question. It's a good question. He's asking a different question. If I go in front of a sensor and the light goes on, we go very well with the issues. That's called putting on a light, which is either the Raisa by incandescent lights, and presumably the Rabbanon by fluorescent and the sodium lights. So there's a big difference, though. Because, I want to tell you, in my view, if you walk in the street at night and your neighbor's light goes on for security purposes, in my view, it's a psikration of the Nichole. Why is it Nichole? People like to walk, not secure, because they're Ghana. People like to walk when it's lighter outside.
But it's not true for mentality. When the light goes on, you're like, oh no. And then you're like,
really?
Of course. How do you
feel
when you accidentally set off a light on Shabbos? You don't
feel like,
not
on Shabbos. Oh no. He's going around in circles. I'm talking about Tuesday. We measure the Nichole by Tuesday, not by Shabbos.
No, I don't like having it. I feel like somebody's looking at me.
Really?
Yeah, I prefer to walk in the dark.
Okay, let's have a show of hands. We have to be outvoted. Rabbi said, you're walking in the street, not pitch black, that's not, I want to be honest. There's some street lights, they're pretty faint, in some neighborhoods there's no street lights. Some fancy community where some of you may reside. I have to go to the neighborhood again once. But all right. Some faint lights, not so fancy lights, pretty dark. You walk, all of a sudden, Yankee Stadium. But here you are. And there's a crack in the sidewalk. You can see it better.
No, you're cheating.
You can see better. If there's whatever, you can see better. But let's say, I want to prejudice the judge.
There's an ugly sidewalk, and now you have to look at it.
Okay, that's also a fact. But I say, there are three possibilities. You prefer it, you doctor don't want it, or you couldn't kill it. Okay, so the three. I'm sure it's happened to all of you on Tuesday. You walk by your neighbor's house and he has one of these lights. My son, okay, who couldn't care less? They have the majority. Hold on, a lot of guys raising. Who doesn't? The doctor does not want it. And who prefers walking when it's lighter outside of? It's a close vote. It's a close vote. It's very close. You're certainly a very small minority. But we call the solid majority, as usual, could care less. But that's good news for us. In this case, it's good news. If the majority couldn't care less, that makes him lo nichole. I always thought the majority preferred it. But I see that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it depends how old you are. Maybe, if you're 20 years old. Oh. 20 years old, you think you've conquered the whole world, you don't need any extra lights. You get a little bit older, you prefer walking in a little bit more light? Yes, sir.
As recently as this past Shabbos, Rechefer Hoskins, on the when you walk from the base measures into the library, where they had the sensors over there change number when you count how many people walk through, and Rechefer Hoskins has to be off, it has to be unplugged on Shabbos.
I agree that it's preferred we unplug all these devices. I agree with you completely. Couldn't agree more. But the reality is, not always is it going to be done that way. Not in Jewish homes, not in all Jewish shuls. Not in all shuls. Not in all shuls. And certainly not in the Yeshiva University campus, when Rabbi Shant was aware that when you go and build, and I understand they take your picture anyway. Now, back to your question. So, what's wrong taking a picture? What's wrong? Big deal. What are you doing? Huh?
It has to do with it. So, you're playing in the camera, the thing in the field for them to watch.
But they're picking up something.
Again, you guys are big experts. Two kinds of cameras.
There are some which just take a picture live and then immediately disappears. Some of them sitting monitoring a screen, at least in theory. There was a guy there in Belfast monitoring all those consoles and seeing, probably seeing Wayne being moved by hands right now. Who knows? Big brother is all over the place here. This is, who knows? And there are some that stay. Out of serious halachic shalom, a very serious shalom. There was a community that had one of those cameras, and they asked me, can I leave it on Shabbos? I said, you really said, better not leave it on Shabbos. We have Rabbi of security, this is a master show, an unbelievable master. I could make it through if I tried. I could. There was apparently, somebody parked his car, I think before Yom Kippur, before Shabbos, or whatever it was. And when he came back after Shabbat, he saw the car was in a different place. So we thought. Fishing. So he took out his security camera. And he found a teenager from the shul on Shabbos. Just took the keys. Where the keys? The guy put his keys in his talis bag every Friday. You know, and then he gets in his locker. He saw where they were. They saw him getting into the building very fine. I went to the locker, took out the key, went to the drawer, and put it back. It was a little bit. That's a whole other question. He called the police in.
But the camera only inside the building
thing came to the key. They saw it, or they figured it, or whatever it was. Just so you know, these cameras are very effective. Very effective.
But it's always
and I told the rabbi, at the very least, if you can't get into it, ideally, maybe you can have these things go on a 24-hour cycle, so that it should, because that's many possible say Shul Kayama, the 24 hours, the rabbi's not enough, Shabbos is 25 hours. Oh, and then they have 2 days yontif. Oh, yeah. Well, some post 3 days yontif, right? So some say it's less than a week. Less Shul Kayama. We'll get to that when we get to some of the details. So we got to less than a week. It's not Shul Kayama. But you're right. It's much worse if they're keeping it than if they're just watching it on the spot. Well, I'm not so sure it's what they're anyway. For me to walk on purpose. On purpose. There's a nice camera which, you know, picks. And I know it's only for the camera. Nothing wrong. Show me on the camera. You know, they want to have an advertisement of like these little TV stores. You walk in front of the store and you're on the camera. I don't want to do it in Shabbos. I can't put my finger on what's wrong. Maybe there's certain electric impulses which are now changing the picture on the screen. It's a kind of a co-save of sorts. Maybe not a Doraisa. But, you know, the screen is filling up with my picture, which was previously blank. It wasn't blank. It was a street. It was a chvez. It was a wall. It was a wall, and it was a picture of the wall. Now I'm there. I can wave to the camera and shop it. It has to be us. I mean, I don't know why.
And
there
is no screen. Like,
what?
It's not like there is no screen. As if you're putting it through a computer. It's not like there's somebody looking at the entire globe. On a screen.
I got details to follow. I don't know. Yes, sir.
The quote of the camera, though, it goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's far away. I mean, from what I understand, you can't see the people's face. And it always
people wave to their mothers in Arab Shabbat. What are you talking about? Everyone knows that. Absolutely. Because they know for a fact. Hi, Ma. And they know exactly where they're going to go by the business is there in the corner. And he goes before Shabbos. No, he doesn't go on Shabbos. He waves, hi, Ma. And they say, no, you never did that?
Yeah.
You do it.
Skype.
Okay. Skype. Okay. But this is a new kind of Skype. Free.
You can lift the camera right now.
You're a vice side, so these are problems. Yes, sir.
There's actually three kinds of cameras. There's another kind which is built in that when you walk by, it's called a tracking camera. When some person walks by, it knows that they see the motion and it follows you. The camera follows you and it takes a picture. I asked Rav Schechter about those cameras, thinking it was similar to the electric light that goes on automatically when you walk by. And because it changes, it does a different function. When
so what did Rabbi Schechter say?
And I don't know what Rosh Hashanah Paskin last week. I don't know. But when I asked him about that, he
he said something very similar to what you said about the deer. And he said,
right.
He said, when you walk by,
that's a bishop in Shitasa.
Which is a secret, lo nihale, that because the camera is way over there, and the fact that you walked over here, it's moving, nobody can automatically see the connection between the two actions.
Okay. But I guess the counter was too close to where you were walking. That, to fair for Rabbi Shach, there shouldn't be a steerer. Either that, or the chatchila b'diemet. I can't control the camera, but I can tell to turn off the camera. I'm not sure. I'll see Rabbi Shach soon. I'll ask him which of the two terutzim to remind me tomorrow. If I remember, I'll tell you what he said.
The counter is nechalei. They put it to count how many people.
Not nechalei.
Existentially, you feel good, like you have a number.
Oh, okay. We'll take a vote on Tuesday, today, and you walk by, and the count has one more for you walk by. Who couldn't care less? Overwhelming majority. So we have no existentialists in our room. We have no. Rabbi said, I wanted his cover to walk around. I got sidetracked. Yes. What is it? I don't know. I think it's us. I can't prove it's us. Rabbosai, let me. Shmira Shabbos, Sif Nundal, because it's closing. I owe you this from yesterday already. You have still about 4 minutes left. He says like this, you can't use a slotted spoon. But then he says, Abel, third line. If you're trying to strain these noodles from the liquid, a third line, Abel Kosher Kavanoso Rak LaHavre Bar. Say if you're Yosher Min Akedero LaTzalachas, all you're trying to do is move the noodles from the pot to the plate. That's all you're trying to do. If it ain't a shoah, and you don't leave it there so that the water can drip out, Leslan Ba Shemaat Min Amayim Yizlu. It's okay. Why is it okay? Our Mishnah. He quotes Shin Yud Tes Sif Ches Mishnah Berurah Lamed. That's our Mishnah of the Kvara, right? That's what he quotes as a precedent for this case. Sif Mishnah Berurah Lamed says Kevan She'eno Miskaven Lekach. It's a Dover She'eno Miskaven. However, if you wait there so that the liquids can cool down, what's wrong with that? Kuf Samach. What does he say? So my kasha is, wait a minute. He reads the psik resha nichalei v'yaser, so why is he matir it, Rabosai, if you don't hold it over there for it to fall down? It's still a psik resha. The time of psik resha is the lo nichalei, we pass in the tzatzer. Maybe he holds that the shvisa says Shabbos. A psik resha, the lo nichalei, by the Rabbanan is mutter. That's what I wanted to bring out. So it all ties together. My last point. Yeah, sorry. No, oh, yeah, you go first. Let me go first.
No, I just don't want to talk about the Ron. So like,
you have a good different text.
No, it's just that like it just seems like you think somebody would write about this if it's
the serious issue of the Ron. Well, the Bialacha did. He said it's
in
a false rash
in
the Ron.
Right. In the tour, it just says. A one line look over here. You would have thought that it wouldn't have come
good point. Good, excellent. Car. You're right.
Good point.
Yes, sir.
If you actually did do this, the secret which is supposed to be nichalei, and you picked because you had it,
you go off that you
had to stop,
go,
and
yeah.
So you used the strainer or the slotted spoon and you picked up the noodles, and you got distracted. You were waiting there. So now, when you weren't actually waiting on purpose.
All right.
So if
that's a rare case.
You back in and you fixed it, just like when you throw back the psoas and the good things into the bowl.
The Shmir Shabbos didn't like that either. But my last point, which the Tamim asked me yesterday, it's footnote Kuf Nun Ches on the second line in the footnote. Maybe you shouldn't lekarev as a itgil shebekaf the noodles in the spoon ledofnei atzalachas to the walls of the plate, amanas shamorak shebekaf yered mimena, kevan shakaf nechshev lekli. You shouldn't put a spoon and trap it against the walls. Maybe it's considered to be a kli. A few people asked me about this yesterday. I wanted to show it to you. It's in the footnote kuf nun tes. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue this and believe that tomorrow we'll be new ma'amar comes. Okay, good. Maybe a hand, right?
For sure you would agree because
I'm not sure if he agrees.
You said that your hand is a kli.
Right.
If you do it with your hand, it's still a
sir. Look it up. Look up the source.
You would say if you did it with your hand, it's also a sir.
Right.
Your hand is a strainer.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, scary.
Maybe.